To a new episode of Twat Tech Radio. I am Faceman, and I'm your host today. Today's episode is on PWF, or Project Walmart Freedom. Project Walmart Freedom is an ongoing text file originally started by Dual Parallel in 2004, I believe. It is now run by Ponyboy and can be found on oldschoolfreak.com or at tinyurl.com/BRE7X. But it's on the index page of oldschoolfreak.com, and that's school spelled with a K instead of a CH and PH instead of an F. So check that out. And where are my notes? Okay. So there's a couple things we're going to cover here. We're not going to go into a whole lot of detail to start off with, as you can go read the text file yourself and get a lot of this information. But I have a new technique, kind of, just kind of having fun with Walmart, things that I've found out, so it's not technically just going over what is in the text file, as you can go and read that yourself, but I'm adding to it, and so hopefully it'll support the text file itself and give you some examples of what you can do and how to do what you should be doing to help out the text file. So in the text file you're told about inter-store calling, which is calling between stores. First you press 9 for an outside line and dial 1-700-701 and then followed by the store number. So there's a brief history on the first couple of calls that were used that way between Dual Parallel and another person. We're going to cover just kind of what you can do as you go to Walmart, and then I'm actually going to go to Walmart and demonstrate some of it. So some of the things you can be looking out for is public address codes or PA codes or just stuff that they say over the announcement system. If they say code Adam, it's a missing child. If it's code black, it's severe weather. Code blue is a bomb threat. Code brown is a shooting. Code green is a hostage situation. Code orange is a chemical spill. Code red is a fire. Code white is an accident. And Department 51 is security. So there's a few things you can do while having fun at Walmart. Mainly which is collecting payphone information for the pony over here, over there at Old School Freak. You can also check out his radio show at bellcoreradio.org or .com, and I'm falling behind on the work that I should have done to find out about that, but I'm not going to edit that out. I'm going to leave that in. You can go find that out yourself. So you can send that information to him. And there's information on how to contact him in the text file to send him information. So, the main thing that you're pretty much going to do if you're going to go hang out at Walmart and try and have some fun is, listen to the people that are paged and follow them around. You know, that's generally where the action is going to happen. Most commonly is the automotive department with people's cars being ready, but you see all sorts of different things. You may get to see some drama at the registry when somebody pages the manager for a code or the registry freezes up or something. You just see all sorts of fun things. And of course, if nobody's being paged, you could technically pick up one of the mini phones hanging from the walls with a blue stripe around the column and page them yourselves, which would cause a little bit of drama in itself that, one, they would probably try and track you down, and two, they'll be trying to figure out, to start off with, who is paging them, what they're supposed to be doing, you know, pointing fingers at people, hey, you called me here, what do you want, I just walked over here for no reason, you know, that's just one of the things. You can also, you can learn about the way that returns work, and just kind of the way Walmart works by purchasing something, returning something, you know, go through the different spot on this, go get different products, and I think, in my opinion, and in most of the people that I've talked to's opinion, Walmart was a very excellent store until Sam Walton died, and his family kind of took over that, or his lieutenants, or whoever took it over. Just kind of, it went down the drain from there. They changed their return policies, and that was that. The return policy was what made Walmart so great, and one of the major things that you can do is playing with the phone. They're every place. There's generally an employee around them, so you have to look around to find a spot that there's not an employee. I generally find a good one in toys or in the grocery department. And you don't really have to worry about customers at all seeing you, just employees, and they're everywhere, so watch out. I mean, just being in Walmart, walking around, seeing different things, I find most of the cool stuff that I find at Walmart is just by walking around and seeing stuff. And I'm not talking about products, but just the way stuff works, you overhear conversations here and there. You know, it's all about being patient, and you know, maybe you might even want to help out some of the customers yourself. Whether that be telling them that Walmart sucks ass, or whether it be actually telling them how the product works and which might be the best buy. You know, that's all up to you. But walking around, seeing things, doing whatever, it's always fun, especially if you're very patient. And if you see something little, you can stop and do that. And never focus on one thing. You know, if you get paged, if someone else gets paged and you go to follow that and you see something cool on the way, well, you might want to stop and see what's going on there. It might be worth it. That seems to happen a lot with me, because you'll generally find more drama or more just cool things that are not over the PA system, because they don't really want to advertise that. I was in a Walmart recently and saw some guys working on the roof. They were stringing some extension cords to different things. And, you know, they didn't want anybody to really know about that. That was internal thing that they were doing. And, you know, they weren't about to put that over the PA unless the guy on the ladder fell. And then they would have a code white for an accident. But along with the PWF, they have a list of the extensions from different Walmarts across the nation. And so whenever you go into a Walmart, see if you can grab a picture of the extension list listed on the handset of all of the phones. You know, that's a really cool thing to do. Just to go through and compare the different ones from across the nation. So you can do your part by grabbing that extension list. One of the really cool things that Walmart has is the National Gift Registry. And I've been able to play with that a little bit in the past. And it's pretty cool. The main thing with that is the suggested password is 1234. So it doesn't take very long to find one that's not using their own password. So you can find one that's using 1234 and give them a lifetime supply of petroleum jelly for their wedding. You know, I couldn't imagine why you would want to do that or anything. And not that I have ever done anything like that, but it could definitely be done. So another thing with that, I went to go print one out, print out the thing that you take out through the store and go buy stuff. And apparently, the gift registry is in a whopping 2,600 Walmarts. What a coincidence. I got a kick out of that. And so, go have fun with the gift registry. Another thing that you can do is just stalk a manager. I mean, I know it sounds creepy, but you can stalk a manager, and that's... Or just someone that looks like they're busy or walking around with determination. Try not to stalk little teenage girls. That generally does not go over too well if you get caught. But if you stalk a manager that kind of has a perturbed look on his face, like something's going down that day in Walmart, you know, you might be able to find something cool by following him around. So, stalking may be the wrong word, as it might be misconstrued by the normal people in the world. But, it's okay. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and play a recording. It's about 13 minutes long of a Walmart that I was in earlier today. And, just kind of the fun I had. So, enjoy.
This is Spaceman, and I'm in Walmart. I just got here. I went directly to see if I could find any payphones. I couldn't find any in the front of the store. There is one at the customer service area, but I'm going to hit that a little bit later. So right now I'm standing by the big bouncy ball thing, and it just came over the intercom that someone's car is ready. So we're going to go head on over to Automotive and see what we see. Alright. Okay, so I'm in Automotive, and doesn't look like the guy is here yet, so I'm looking at license plate tags here that you can buy at Walmart. So I'll be here for a little while until I see a little action here or something. Okay, I'm on a limited time. I've been here for about 15 minutes, and I am moving on. And apparently so have a majority of the people in the waiting room there for in Automotive. Walmart is just so good about placing little knickknacks that are extremely overpriced, something that should cost maybe 50 cents costing $3. And, you know, it's just something that catches the eye and somebody might look at it. And I saw a couple of those being looked at for purchase and probably will be purchased. But at the same time, it's all laid out perfectly where on your way back to Automotive, you see something else that you like that's a little bit more useful product and is more likely to be bought. And, you know, it's just all laid out so perfectly. And as you're walking down the aisles, they've got the center of the aisles lined with merchandise that's kind of put out more on a display. And it's got its always low prices, 88 cents crap. And, you know, they know what's going on. You know, they got their gift card advertisements, and they got their video advertisements all over the place, too. And, you know, they know how to get people to buy stuff. I decided to come look at prepaid phones. Okay, so I'm still in electronics. I've been here for about a half hour, right in the same section looking at these prepaid cell phones. And I only stayed here this long because... a sale was going down, and it was interesting to kind of see the almost lack of information that was there, but still the salesman knew more than the customer, obviously. So just enough to get the sale done, and personally I don't think she made a very good purchase, but just as soon as she's done with the customer service assistant or Walmart employee, then I'm going to go through and ask a couple of questions about these cell phones. And use big words like GSM and ISDN. So, we'll see how that plays out, and I'll let you know. Okay, so I'm still waiting on the lady to get done making her last sale. And it shouldn't take too long. It looks like she's almost done. But I was over here, and the photo department is right next to electronics, and I was waiting over there. And I saw the little handheld device used for controlling how far in advance you have of your stock, how far in advance it's ordered. And they were talking about how the RFID is used to track everything, and then they set some stuff for the film or the camera or something that when they got to a certain point, it would reorder and get 2 weeks of stock based on how fast it went out the first time. And this was one of the ladies' first times to do it, and she explained how everything in the store worked that way. So it's a nice little pertinent piece of information that could come in handy one day. Okay, she's done. I am moving in to ask questions about some of the stuff that I've noticed, and use some big words. They train these guys well. I asked her whether it used GSM or ISDN, and what do you know? She bluffed. I mean, that's good. That's a way to make a sale. You know, you act like you know what you're talking about. Although, for those of you that may be listening to BenRev 194 about social engineering, you should never say, I think. So, yeah, I kind of called her out on that one. Hey, a customer actually knows what they're talking about. So, I called her out on the GSM thing, and it was interesting. But it was kind of fun at the same time, and I think I'm going to go hit the payphone. All right. Okay, I am at the jewelry department, and I'm about to go over here to the gift registry. I'm going to go ahead and walk up. It says shop for a registry, update a registry, create a registry, Walmart Express credit, and message to troops. We're going to go to update a registry, enter John Smith, and processing, please wait. Error. More than 50 registries match your search information. Please add more search information. What do you know about that? Okay, we're going to go to update event information. Change state. And let's enter Alabama. Change event year. We'll go with this year. 2007. And I don't want baby showers, so we're going to select wedding. Continue. Look at that. One. Amber Carrier John Smith. That's two names for those of you that didn't get that. So, let's enter the PIN of 1234, which is the suggested PIN by Walmart. It's incorrect. Good for them. I click done, and it's loading, and we're good. Okay, let me shop for a registry. See, what's a good girl's name? Jessica. Enter. Good last name. Brown. Brown's a good name. Loading. More than 50 registries. Okay. Update event information. Change event year to 2007. Enter. Event type. I only want weddings. I'm romantic, what can I say? And continue. Okay. Let's see. Here's one in Alabama. We're going to go with Jessica Brown and Charles Booth. Robertsdale, Alabama. Look at that. They're getting married November 3rd, 2007. All right, this is not working. I'm going to see if I can get some help here. So, one moment, I'm going to go get some customer assistance. I'm going to leave it this recording. Okay, so at this point, I went and got assistance from one of the customer service people, and she came over there and played around with the kiosk for a little bit, and apparently it had been broken for a while. I was able to social engineer to let me take a look at it and take off the cover, show me which key is used to take off the cover. Then she took off the cover, let me see the inside, and that was pretty cool. There's three buttons in there. The only one I remember that what it does is the power button, and I mean, that kind of stands out a little bit. So she showed me how to reset it and the internal workings of the device and employee stuff. And that was pretty cool. So after she was done with me, her boss kind of showed up and she stopped talking. So, but that was cool. I learned a thing or two. Man, stuff's going all over the radios and everything. I picked a great time of day to be here. So I can't tell what's going on the radio, though. It's kind of confuzzled. So I've been getting some strange looks from employees. I've been talking into this thing, which looks almost like an assistant manager or something. So I'm going to stop talking here. We're going to follow these guys and see what we find. I may put too much of a gap in between me and them. I can barely see one around the corner through the clothes. The other one might have made it away, so... okay. I lost visual. I don't know where they are. I'm going to keep looking. I have a general idea of where they went, so... We're going to see if we can pick up their trail again. Okay. I found him. I can't go where he's going, though. It would look a little bit too suspicious. So I'm going to look like I'm looking at magazines here, and I can see what he's doing. He looks like he's dealing with a customer. So let's see what we can do here. Okay, the magazine thing isn't going to hold up. He's walking away again. Ooh, hot chick on the front of a book. Cool. Okay, we're going to keep going. See if we can get to him. He looks to be the general manager. So we're going to go see if we can track him down again. He's... Crap, I lost him. Okay, I found him. He's looking at a Bubba keg or something. So, yeah. I'm kind of worried about this. I don't exactly look inconspicuous with my PDA as I'm talking into it, my hat, and just the way I'm dressed. Okay, so he's helping out another employee. Okay, I think he knows I'm following him. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go do something else. I've overextended my stay, so... Maybe if I wasn't wearing this very distinguishable hat or something, maybe if I had somebody else here, we could trade off. But every time he turns around, I'm there, so... I think he just told another employee about me, and security's looking at me funny, so I am out of here. So I considered getting on the PA before I came, but, I'm not sure that that's going to be a real good idea. Maybe I should do it from the cell phone and see what I get out of that. So, maintenance has just been called to the front restroom. I'm heading there now. Cancel that. Security's there. I think they know something's up. We're not going to go to the front restrooms because, yeah, I think they know I'm here. So, we are, however, going to walk right by them. One of the things that I have not done yet is get a list of, basically get the extension directory. Ooh, that's a cool toy. I'm going to get the extension directory here, and I'm just going to take a picture of it, make sure that turns out well. If that doesn't, then... No, turn off toy. No. Okay, I'm going to get the extension directory. I'm just going to take a picture of it. And yeah, I'm gonna get the extension directory. I'm just gonna take a picture of it. If that doesn't work, then I'm gonna have to spend a little bit of time and write it out. So hopefully I won't have to do that. So I will talk to you in a second, and I'll play with the PA a little bit. Okay, so the picture didn't really work. I'm gonna sit here for a minute and write it all out. So. Alright. Okay, so, it's just about time for me to leave. I'm going to check, see if there's any employees right around me. We gotta wait for one guy to pass, and then we're going to play around with the phones a little bit. It's always the most fun part of my day. So, let's have a little bit of fun, huh? Okay, I got shut off. I'm leaving. So, I got on there and I started dialing DTMF. I used extension pound 92, and I was able to get off two DTMFs. I don't remember which ones, and it dropped me. I don't know if I was shut off. I highly doubt it, because it was really quick. I think just a dial-link double DTMF for a specific DTMF that I pressed dropped me. So yeah, I'm out of here. I think I've overextended my stay.
So that was my trip to Walmart. Hope you enjoyed my on-the-site Twat Tech Radio. And this has been an episode of Twat. Later.